Thank you. Good to be back from our break. It's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Erin Kent from Rockville, Maryland.
Hey, how are things in Rockville?
They're great.
What do you do there?
I'm a cancer prevention fellow for the National Cancer Institute.
You prevent cancer. That's great.
Hey, we try.
I need to talk to my screener for a second. Can you get me somebody mockable? Something amusing, please?
I assure you we're plenty mockable.
Okay. Well, welcome to our show, Erin. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Corva, what is Erin's topic?
Sorry, Peter. I can't. I threw my voice out.
Aha! Uh-huh. But fear not, Corva. All you need to do is file a workers' comp claim. This week, we read about a workers' comp claim so remarkable it restored our faith in the industry of the working man and woman. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about an unusual workplace injury. Choose that real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Oh, yes.
Let's hear first from Adam Felber.
When Zhu Jing understands the hazards of his workplace, like a lot of his coworkers, he's had incidents. He has lost the hearing in one ear, is missing parts of two of his fingers, and has twice sustained third-degree burns on his face and neck. But that's not what he's upset about. Quote, "These are the hazards of working in a fireworks factory," he says. We all know that. The other situation, however, is unacceptable. The other situation he refers to is that Wen Zhujing has filed suit for compensatory damages from the Hongshu Fireworks Company on the grounds that their food is terrible. Quote, "The burns, the noise, that I understand, but our employer has the obligation to feed us food that does not do to our insides what his product does to our outsides." According to Wen's suit, several years of unacceptable fare in the commissary have resulted in horrible acid reflux, loss of appetite, and a fast-developing ulcer. And all the heavy sauces, oi, don't get him started. It's enough to make you not want to work around heavy explosives. Astoundingly, Wen might win. Rural courts in China have twice this year already found against employers for inferior food. Wen says he doesn't want gourmet food at work, just a little less bang for the buck.
A fireworks worker getting upset by the food in the factory. Your next story of an on-the-job owie comes from Maz Jobrani.
Welterweight boxer Ray James Jr. has filed a workers' comp suit with the Nevada Boxing Commission and Golden Nugget Casino. He claims his opponent, Ramiro Rodriguez Fernandez El Nino El Torres, used his freakishly large knuckles to knock out James's gold tooth during a bout in July of 2010. James is famed in boxing for a mouthful of gold teeth, but he says the one he lost, upper right incisor, was, quote, his favorite. James Jr. claims the Nevada Boxing Commission should have measured El Nino El Torres' knuckles before the fight to determine they gave him an unfair advantage over the normally knuckled James Jr. "When I saw four lumpy shapes protruding from his glove, I knew something was wrong," said James Jr. "When I came in to get a better look, bam!"
A boxer upset about the loss of one of his gold teeth. And your last story of a workers' comp claim comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Ever goof around with colleagues at work? Norman Vigor and Casey Bird, employees at Iowa's Xenia Rural Water District, love to kid around and greet each other in unusual ways, like, say, waving a boom of a truck hoe at each other. One day, Vigor's hands were full, so he wiggled his butt at Bird to say hello. Bird planned to answer by playfully tapping Vigor with his truck's mirror, but hit him with the truck bed instead. The ensuing workers' comp claim was contested by the company, who said the two men were horsing around and the injury therefore not covered. A trial court agreed, but the Iowa Supreme Court just overturned the decision and sent the case back to the compensation board to determine whether the bottom wave can be considered part of Vigor's job. In other words, if the booty bump was legit or if it's no ifs, ands, or buts.
All right. A booty wave leads to a workers' comp. Let's review your choices. From Adam Felber, a fireworks worker getting upset not by having his fingers blown off by the poor quality of the food in China. From Maz Jobrani, a boxer claiming damages because he lost a tooth. Or from Roxanne Roberts, a man claiming workers' comp because when he waved his booty, his friend tried to say hello with a truck. Which of these is the real story of a workers' comp claim?
Oh, these are all pretty tough. I think I'm going to go with Adams with the fireworks company.
The fireworks company in China is the story you're choosing?
Yes.
All right, that's your choice. Well, we spoke to a reporter who could fill us in on this remarkable claim.
The Iowa Supreme Court has ruled a worker getting injured on the job while wiggling his butt to say hello might qualify for workers' compensation.
That was, in fact, John Pemble. He's a reporter for Iowa Public Radio talking about the booty wiggling lawsuit in Iowa. I'm so sorry, Aaron, but as you now know, it was, in fact, Roxanne telling the truth. So I'm sorry you didn't win, but you earned a point for Adam for his remarkable story about the gourmet fireworks worker. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.